Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, By Grace Through Faith. By Grace Through Faith. Works and grace are mutually exclusive. Grace is purely God's unmerited favor, the gift of God. We make no contribution to grace. However, we do have to believe. Believing is not contrary to grace, but rather is in harmony with it. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Romans 4:16. Faith is non-meritorious, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8. In Genesis 15:6, it says that Abram, quote, believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. All Abram did was believe. In John 6:29, Jesus told the Jews, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Jesus, in effect, told them that what God wanted them to do is to believe in him. They wanted to know about works, but Jesus said, believe. This is the work, the response, that God wants them to do. In Acts 16:30 through 31, the Philippian jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And the answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. John 3:18 says, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Note that the stated reason for condemnation is because he has not believed. And yet even our believing is the result of God's grace. Acts 18:27 speaks of those, quote, who had believed through grace. We are saved by grace through faith. But all is based on grace. Paul in 1 Corinthians 3:6 is very clear that it is God who gives the increase. As believers, we are, quote, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:10. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending of the process. And, quote, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, Philippians 1:6. We are not self-made people. We are simply trophies of grace, and all the glory goes to God alone. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.